The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All the way back on November the 17th, Matt Walker and his Lady Dogs traveled to Cannon County High School and tipped off the 2024 season. Today, nearly 4 months later, they travel back through the edge of Cannon County. But instead of stopping in Woodbury, they ventured on down Highway 96 to Murfreesboro, home of the Murphy Center and the TSSAA State Basketball Tournament. It's here in the glass house that the Black, Purple, and Gold will take the floor for the third time in 4 years and play the first round of a three-game gauntlet that will settle who's the state's best round ballers. Meeting the 22-10 Clay Countyans here in the Elite Eight are Chad Spencer and the 25-8 Moore County Raiderettes, who've come due north 1 hour's journey to stake their own claim for gold. We've got 32 minutes to find out which of these teams is the imposter and which is the rightful heir to the semifinal round.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show right here in the Murphy Center. This is our 28th broadcast of Clay County basketball. We simply couldn't be happier than to be with you right here for the Lady Dogs' 13th state tournament appearance and our first ever broadcast right here in the place they call the Glass House. Joining me soon will be 10-time Elite Eight qualifier and former state champion head coach Joe Sims. With me now is a man who's seen his brainchild grow all the way up today. It began 7 years ago with some driveway discussions and newspaper office practices, and it's come all the way courtside here at the Murphy Center to call our second TWSWA Crown Jewel event in 2 years here on the Horizon Sports Network. He is our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
We finally made it, Daniel. Couldn't do it without you and all of our sponsors, of course. But, yeah, it's crazy to think that we're sitting here courtside at the Murphy Center getting ready to call a game on the Horizon Sports Network.
Pretty cool place to be. Of course, calling that football state championship last year, that other crown jewel event. Just special. Great to cover these young people who've made all this possible here.
Well, yeah, what an honor it is to be here, not only because we're finally granted the opportunity, but also because we have the privilege of following this great Lady Bulldog team who earned the right to play today, Daniel.
Yeah, and it didn't come easy. 22-2 record. Good sub-state win Monday night to get here, and takes a lot of work to get to this point.
And you said it, this is the pinnacle of girls' high school basketball. Only 8 teams left standing, which means this one's going to be a battle of the best between Clay County and Moore County, both historic Class A programs, a lot of tradition on the floor tonight.
Yeah, 100%. Of course, the winner going to go on and take on Greenfield, who just won the first single-A quarterfinal game.
You know, we wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. They make it all happen, and we can't thank them enough. And a special shout-out to Bank of Salina and Citizens Bank for being our presenting sponsor to get us here to Murfreesboro. Folks, stop by the Bank of Salina and see Russell West and all the friendly faces you know for all your banking needs, and let them know, and all of our sponsors know, how much you appreciate them making this coverage possible. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy next week of the paper for coverage of today's game. Up next, we'll talk about how Clay County got here in our recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here at the state tournament on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. We're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. The headline read, Burrow bound. Lady Dogs make third start state in 4 years with comeback victory at Van Buren. The front page feature story with awesome pictures by Kaylee Lynn of CCHS Media explained the Lady Dogs will make their third appearance in 4 years in the state tournament today after knocking off Van Buren County 51-41 in a comeback thriller Saturday night in Spencer, where a Clay County late fourth quarter rally decided the Eaglets' fate. After controlling the first half, the Lady Dogs saw Van Buren hit their stride in the third and go up 41-39 with 2 minutes to play. That's when Clay County rallied to score the final 12 points of the contest while their stifling defense shut out the Eaglets the rest of the way. Hallie Buford first tied the game with a layup before Bella Ashlock had back-to-back steals leading to points in less than 30 seconds. Buford got the payoff end of the first one, and Ashlock laid in the second one to put her team up 45-41 at the 135 mark. Another Ashlock steal then led to Ella Eads making it a six-point game at the free throw line with 44 ticks remaining before Buford and senior Madison Hayes sealed the 10-point win with four more down the stretch to clinch the Lady Dogs state tournament berth. Buford finished with 23, Eads 10, Ashlock 9, and 14 rebounds, Hayes 8, and Lacey Wicks 1. Daniel, what a game.
Yeah, we said at the end of it, it wasn't a pretty one, but it was a win. That's all that matters, big elimination contest, and sets the stage for this one here tonight.
Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's newspaper for all things Clay County, including basketball. And I'm going to kick it right to Daniel here for our next segment on the Horizon Sports Network as we prepare for this audio-only broadcast coming up.
Yeah, we'll go ahead, Thomas, and kick right into the Ashlock and Strong Girls State Tournament update here on the CarQuest pregame show. Of course, we're here in Murfreesboro for the Blue Cross Basketball Championships. They got started today in single A ball. Coach Sims already saw that first single A contest. You've been down here all day watching other games, but Greenfield knocking off North Green. So the winner of this contest going to be moving forward to Friday at 12:45 tip-off against 23-10 Greenfield. What's your thoughts on that Greenfield team?
Solid ball team. I hadn't seen them play. I didn't know a whole lot about them. Matt, he had watched a little film and told me that, he said, if we could win our first one, I think either one of them are as good as Moore County. So that's really about all I had. They got a little size. They got one girl inside about 6 foot, and they handle the ball pretty good. And pretty solid ball team, though. I was kind of impressed with them.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, we know when we get to this point, everybody that's left is good. And speaking of good, the top half of the bracket featured 26-10 North Green, 22-10 Greenfield, 25-8 Moore County, and 22-10 Clay County. So those four teams had 38 losses combined between them. You look at the lower half of the bracket that'll play tonight, Cloudland, 28-1. Pickett County, 26-2. Wayne County, 30-3. And then South Fulton, the black sheep, so to speak, with a 22-8 record, but only 14 losses combined on that side of the bracket. That's tough.
When I looked at the bracket, I said, man, that bottom one's tough. It's the one you don't want to be in. But, I kind of felt all year that Pickett and Wayne County was probably the two best teams in the state. But I've been wrong a lot of times when they get down here. You never can tell what might happen. Pickett's come down here before with probably the second best team in the state and draw the best team the first round and get knocked out. So, I play Cloudland, lost one game. It was the North Green, the team that we just watched lose. But I think Pickett will win the game, but I might be wrong. Bradshaw up there at Cloudland, he does a good job. He was coaching them 12 years ago when we played in the first round. Now, he did quit for a while, coached junior high for a little while. I think he has some kids, but he's been back now for 6 or 7 years, I guess, but he does a good job up there.
So the remainder of the night, Cloveland and Pickett County tipping right after this, scheduled for 7:15. And the final single game of the night, 8:45 tip-off, will be Wayne County and South Fulton, scheduled for 8:45. That wraps up the Ashlock and Strong Girls State Tournament update. We encourage everybody to visit Mark in Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And he's got Clay County covered. Minute and a half left before the announcing of the starting lineups. We're going to get right into Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Where we get Coach Sim's thoughts on how the Dogs can get through this Class A state quarterfinal. Coach Sims, I know that, as he usually does this time of year, Coach Walker brought you in, got your thoughts. What do you think of this matchup?
Well, it's a game that, yeah, I really feel like we can win. We may not, but I think we can. I never really considered Moore County as a real threat to even get here until the last month or so. They've been really on a roll. They lost most of their games early. So, and Southern Middle Tennessee is not as tough as Northern Middle Tennessee. So I think we've played tougher teams, you know, for the most part this year. I think we should be a little more battle-tested than them, hopefully. Now, I know they got a little length, and number 20, whatever her name is, she's supposed to be a really good player. If we're going to play a man, we're going to get up on her pretty good, and we'll try to press some to start with, I think. From what I saw, I think, you know, put pressure on them, they might be a little susceptible to throwing it away or, you know, turning it over or something. But, you don't want to stay in it. If they start beating us, we don't want to stay in it and get beat trying to press. But I would definitely come out and show it to them at the start. You know, we need to come out and be kind of be settled, you know, not be scared to death. Some of these young kids, you know, hadn't been here before. So, you know, that's a big thing to start, just come out and play our game to start, you know, not be tore up.
There you go, folks. That's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy's Standing Tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Time now for the Clay County Funeral Home girls starting lineups. Moore County, they are the home team tonight. On the scoreboard, their head coach, Chad Spencer. They have a 25-8 record overall. They are the District 9 and Region 5 champions. They ride a 7-game win streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Moore County, 5 juniors. Number 13, Katie Fletcher. Number 20, Elle Graham. Number 22, Madison Dingler. Number 23, Audrey Harder. And number 24, Anna Harder. Of course, Moore County being the home team, they are dressed in those white home jerseys. Blue accents down the side of them. Blue numerals on them, trimmed in black. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, they are the visiting team tonight. They wear their black travel jerseys, gold numerals on them. Their head coach, Matt Walker, his 8th season overall. 177 wins to 78 losses in his career, a 23-10 record this year. Actually, 22-10. They are the District 7 and Region 4 runner-up. They do ride a 1-game winning streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Clay County, a senior number 1, Maddie Hayes. Senior number 2, Bella Ashlock. Senior number 21, Hallie Buford. Junior number 22, Lacey Wicks. And a sophomore number 24, Ella Eads. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. 13th historical state quarterfinal about to begin for Clay County. Coach Sims, you yourself had a strong 7-3 record in this particular round of the state tournament. Any last words of advice for Coach Walker and the team before this one gets underway?
Unfortunately, I can't go over and tell it to him, but like I said, we just need to come out here and be settled, you know, play our game, you know, not let the moment be too big for us.
Need a good, quick start. Time to get this one underway, Thomas. First time that the Horizon Sports Network has been live in the Glass House. A big congratulations to you to help guide us here today.
Yeah, audio-only stream tonight for our viewers and our listeners, but we're proud to be here, Daniel. It doesn't get any better than this.
Buford stepping in, controlling the tip. Sophomore Ella Eads going to have it, run the point. She's been sick the last couple of days. Good to see her out there starting. Going to need her and everybody else to full health tonight. Wiggs down low to Ashlock. Ashlock shut up and good. 2-9, Clay County with a quick start here. Ashlock with a good assist from Eads. Now here's that pressure we talked about. Trapping the backcourt. Jump ball call. Possession arrow, of course, in favor of Moore County. And it's only 21 seconds into the game, but a nice little quick start.
Yeah.
Clay County up 2-0. Here's the full court pressure. Eads going to work against Dingler. Dingler across the timeline. Picks it up, loses the handle. Now regathers. Moore County in possession. Dingler with it out top. Moore County for the first time going to get around the half-court offense here. Coach Walker and Coach Spencer both up early in this one. Dingler with it, works to the top of the key, kicks outside to Anna Harder. Harder now gives off. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Wiggs. Moore County to inbound in front of the Clay County bench. Moore County shooting at the hoop to our left, as we call this thing courtside here at the Murphy Center. Clay County shooting at the hoop to our right during the first half of play. Inbound play for Moore County. Raiders with it. Fire a three-pointer right side. No good. Katie Fletcher misfires. Rebound Ella Eads. Clay County leading 2-0. 7-minute mark, first quarter. Eads kicks to Wicks. Left wing. Lacey cross court to Hattie. Hattie back to Ella. Now inside to Madison Hayes. Ball knocked loose and picked up by Audrey Harder. She gets across the Dingler. Layup no good. Loose ball picked up by Hayes. Hayes with the rebound. Power dribble comes out of there. Well defended by Graham. Coach Sims, Clay County with another chance here. Moore County still looking for their first points.
Yeah, they're coming out here on what they're doing. Half-court trap a little or something.
Eads with it out top. 6:25 and ticking. Ashlock has her shot blocked by Graham down low.
Well, we got it down there again, but she got it blocked.
Yeah, the length of Graham kind of affecting Clay County in the paint early.
6:15 mark, first quarter, 2-0. Clay County up here in the Class A state quarterfinal. Moore County with the basketball. Graham with it at left wing. Dribbles inside to the elbow. Loses the handle, and the first foul of the contest will be called. Ashlock called for the personal.
We don't need her to pick up a bunch of quick ones early.
Moore County to inbound from the baseline off to our left. 6 minute mark, first quarter. Three-pointer taken by Moore County. Too strong off the back of the iron. Hayes the rebound. Taken back away by Graham for the Raiders, though. Graham going to drive baseline, spin, shoot, scores.
We're
tied
it
up 2-2.
We had that rebound.
Now here's some pressure from Moore County. They're going to come away with a turnover. Audrey Harder with it. Her shot no good. Got her own rebound, though. And a travel or a jump ball going to be called. Jump ball in favor of Clay County. So 2-2, Coach, 5:39 mark, first quarter.
Yeah, we can't get rebounds and throw it to them. They're in 2-2-1.
Clay County on the inbound. Buford with it. Kicks back to Ashlock. Now back to Hattie, who crosses the timeline right in front of us. Back to Bella, left wing. Bella drives inside. Dishes up to Hayes. Pass goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Hayes. So Clay County just need to settle in a little more than they are right now.
Yeah, and it's the pressure of Moore County that's kind of sped them up, Coach.
Yeah, they predominantly play a 2-3, but they stepped it way up. It's almost like a half-court trap.
Moore County beats the pressure, crosses the timeline. Fletcher with it at right wing. Kicks off to Dingler out top. No seniors on this Raiderette team. And 5 juniors starting here, so everybody coming back next year for Moore County. Clay Kenny, of course, starting 3 seniors tonight with Hayes, Buford, and Ashoff. Fletcher inside, kicks out to Dingler, 3-pointer, no good. Coach Walker told me that through 5 games they had statted Moore County shooting only 17% from 3 for the year. Hopefully that continues tonight.
Hopefully.
They have yet to hit from distance. 2-2 the score here, halfway through this first quarter, 4:40 mark. Ashoff with it. Drives the right side of the lane, underhand layup, no good. Rebound Graham. Graham going to come out of there with it. Outlet pass ahead to Dingler. Dingler shot off right side, no good. Ella Eads called for the personal. Thomas, what's your thoughts here? Getting a break finally, 4:29 mark, 2-2.
Yeah, and then both teams coming out with full court pressure and speeding this game up.
Yeah,
but you can see neither one is kind of settled in. It's early here in the state quarterfinals as Moore County goes to the line to break the tie.
Dingler hits the first free throw. Another one coming. Second one's also good. 4-2. Moore County with a 2-point lead. 4:25 mark, first quarter. Class A quarterfinal. Wicks going to fire the three right side. No good. A little too strong. Missed it all. Coach Sims is a spectator over the years. I've always wondered, having the multiple three-point lines painted on the floor, does it affect the girls at all? You've got the college three-point line and the high school three-point line. Ashok on a steal. Here we go. Ashok to the hoop. Got a score. Tied up. 4-4.
Oh, shit.
Moore County back with it. Fletcher right wing. Kicks out Tom to Dingler. Three-pointer left side now. A little bit short off the fingertips of Anna Harder. Rebound, Bella Ashoff.
And you could tell Coach Walker letting Moore County shoot it from the outside, Daniel, as you said earlier. Not their cup of tea, really, coming into this one as the Clay County defense sagging back, taking away the penetration.
Eads passes inside to Ashok. That's taken away by Graham. Graham, a two-on-one for Moore County. Goes to the hoop. The Solar's over the top of Eads. 30-second timeout taken by Matt Walker. 3:27 mark, first quarter. Moore County with a two-point lead, 6-4.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the Class A Girls State Quarterfinals, where Clay County trails 6-4, 3:27 left here in the first quarter. This broadcast being presented by Bank of Salina, Daniel.
6-4, Clay County trying to tie it up on this possession. Hayes, power dribble, first shot of the game, it's in, 6-6. Nice move coming out of that timeout. Yeah. Ties this ball game up at the 3:10 mark of the first, 6-6. Now Moore County back in front. Katie Fletcher adds a bucket. Team swapping buckets here quickly. Knocked out of bounds by Graham. Clay County going to inbound from the sideline in front of the scores table across the court from us. Buford on the inbound. On the 4-4, Coach Walker, those original five starters. Wicks now with it, right wing. Kicks cross court to Buford. Hattie looking for her first shot. Baseline floater good. 10-foot distance on it for Hattie, and she gets her first points of the contest. Graham across the timeline and runs an offensive foul. Should have been down into Maddie Hayes, who was set up. Becker Walden going to come check in, and probably was a defensive foul, Coach, but you saw Graham lower the shoulder there.
Yeah, good job by Graham taking it to the hole strong. Halleck Buford tying this ball game it up at 8-8. Under 3 minutes
press
to go here, Daniel. Good to see all three seniors on the board early for Clay County.
Yeah. Yes.
Senior starters, anyway.
Right. Graham misses the first free throw, hits the second. Moore in front by one. 2:40 mark, first quarter. 9-8 the score. Clay County trailing. Ball goes out of bounds. Long pass from Buford looking for Wicks down the right side of the court. Wicks couldn't get to it. Moore County taking back over 2:35 mark of the first.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Raiders pressure, again, I think is affecting this game early.
Definitely.
Dingler across the timeline. Works to Harder at right wing. Inside to Fletcher. Now baseline. Enter best to Graham. She gets an extra step. Moore County fires the three. No good rebound, Maddie Hayes. Third and fourth rebound for Hayes in this one so far. She gives to Ashlock. Bell going to come across the timeline. 2:15 mark of the first. 9-8 the score. Moore County with the one-point advantage. Wicks right side. Back across court to Buford. Deep three-pointer. In there! Hallie Buford knocking it down from college depth, Coach Sims.
Yeah, that's right. We got out of the full court. We're in the half court now. That's good.
Turnover now for Moore County. As they have a long pass, Thomas down the half court, and a timeout by head coach Chad Spencer. Minute 54 mark of the first, Clay County regaining a two-point lead here in the Class A quarterfinal.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to the Class A Girls State Quarterfinals, where Hallie Buford has scored the last five for Clay County to give them their first lead of the ballgame. They lead 11-9, 1:54 left here in the first quarter. This game coverage being presented by Bank of Salina, Daniel.
Walden with it. Left wing gives back to Buford. Walden in there right now for starter Ella Eads, the sophomore over there getting a breather. She had flu earlier this week, recovering from that, so Coach Sims, she's not at 100%.
No, Matt said before the game.
Graham taking it away from Clay County. Graham works against Ashnock to the hoop, misses the shot, got her on rebound, putback is good. Tied back up 11-11, minute 20 mark, first quarter. Minute 15 and ticking. Ashlock to Wicks across the timeline. Down low to Walden. Walden shot up and good off the glass.
Good shot.
Moore County just doing a bad job defensively. Hayes and Walden got behind them.
Yeah.
Now a foul going to be called. Actually, yeah, Hattie Buford picks up her first personal.
Three team fouls.
Minute 3 left in this first quarter. 13-11 the score. Clay with a 2-point advantage.
Yeah.
Moore County looking to inbound. Dingler with it. Kicks in the corner to Fletcher. She fires a three in there. Moore County regaining a 1-point lead, 14-13. After Katie Fletcher knocks it down from right corner. Clay County going to turn it over. Buford had worked ahead to Walden at left wing. Pass was low. Walden just didn't collect it. So Moore County a chance to build on this 1-point lead, guys. 45 seconds left as they inbound here in the first.
You see some pressure from Coach Walker here in the half court.
Graham with it at the elbow. Kicks out in the left corner. Now they swing to Dingler out top. Now Harder back to Fletcher in the corner. Back to Dingler. Going to be taken away by Weeks. Ball's going to go out of bounds. No, it's saved by Fletcher. Better Walden called for the foul. From behind.
Just great anticipation by Lacey Wicks right there to break on that ball and almost get the steal for a layup at the other end.
Yes, he did.
Just couldn't quite gather it in.
Still foul.
Aiden Ashlock coming back to the scorer's table to check in. Fifth foul of the quarter against Clay County. That's why we see Katie Fletcher at the line shooting two free throws. So Coach Sims, no fouls in this first against Moore. Five against Clay County. Is that a good thing in a sense that we're playing aggressively? Or?
Well, I don't know. I think it should have been some on them. They just didn't call.
Fletcher misses the first, hits the second, gives Moore County a 2-point lead. 25 seconds left in this opening quarter. Class A State quarterfinal here at the Blue Cross Basketball Championships. Eads with it out top for Clay County. Works back to Buford. Now back to Ella. Down to 15 seconds in the opening quarter. Clay County looking to tie or perhaps take a 1-point lead depending on shot selection here at the end of the first. 5 seconds on the clock. Ashlock from left block. Good. Second time they've scored on that play in the quarter. They open up for the first score of the game with Ashlock from left block. They end with the last score of the first quarter. Ashlock from left block tied up. 15-15 after the first.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Murfreesboro for the Class A Girls State Quarterfinals, where Clay County and Moore County are tied at 15 headed into the second quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, they're being led by Bella Ashlock with 6 points. Hallie Buford has 5, Madison Hayes 2, and Baylor Walden 2. For Moore County, Katie Fletcher 6, Ellie Graham 7, and Madison Dingler has 2 for the Raiderettes. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden mower. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Daniel. Doesn't get much better than this. 15 all headed into the second, Daniel.
That's my thoughts. Coach Sims, what do you think about that first quarter?
Well, it's a little ragged for us, I thought, but the only good thing about it, we're tied and Hallie really hadn't got going yet.
Fletcher with it for Moore County on the opening possession. Ashlock called for a foul. A lot of nights during this season that would have went down as a box shot. Her second. Don't need her to pick three up. We need her on the floor.
Yeah, we need her on the floor.
Don't need to have to sit her. She just needs to be smart here. Got to have all three of those seniors out there the entirety of this contest.
You know, you was asking a while ago about having the 2 3-point lines.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't ever remember that being a problem for us. I just say, you know, the closer one's the one we got to worry about, and that's what we did. So,
right.
You know, it was never a problem, I don't think.
Well, I don't know how much a shooter actually looks down or anything. Yeah. It's more muscle memory. So I'd say you're right, Coach. Ella Eads with it out top for Clay County, 7:30 mark, second quarter.
This bunch of sweat, man, they usually don't do that.
Hopefully that's their advantage. And here we go, Ashlock down the right side. That's two more. Bella Ashlock with six in the game now. I believe that's correct. Make it eight, perhaps. Thomas, is that got eight?
That's correct. You got eight. Daniel gives Clay County a 17-16 lead here. 7-11 left in the first half.
Moore County back in possession. Fletcher with it out top. Kicks in the corner to Harder. She dribbles out. Gives up to Graham, who fires a deep three. No good off the right side. Kept alive by Moore County. Buford, though, fighting for the loose ball. Nobody in possession yet. Whistles blow. Jump ball going to be called. Possession arrow in favor of Clay County. Last time these teams met was 6 years ago in the sub-state contest in 2018. That one held down in Lynchburg at Moore County High School. Of course, the Raiderettes, winners of that one. 46-40. That was in Coach Walker's second year. It's the only meeting Coach Walker's ever had with Moore County. Turnover here for Clay County. They tried to go to Hayes at right block. Madison, I don't think was expecting the pass. Moore County picked it off. Now Wicks harassing Moore County as she's done all year to opponents. Raiderettes with the ball, setting up at left wing in a trap. Is Anna Harder. She works across to her sister at right block. Shot up.
Yeah.
No good.
Bella picked up her third foul.
Yeah, that's three on Ashlock, guys. Straight up with the hands. Bella Ashlock was there. They called her for the body.
Yeah,
this is a huge blow for Clay County. She's the leading scorer for the Lady Dogs so far. With eight.
Katie Fletcher in the line to shoot two. And just horrible, horrible news there for Clay County. With Ashlock getting that third personal, now she has to go to the bench. Is Thomas Sayed currently the leading scorer for Clay County is the senior Bella Ashlock.
Well, another bad thing, I mean, she's one of our main ball handlers against this pressure, you know.
Yeah, leads in all categories statistically except scoring, and like you said, Coach Sims, ball handling as well. Hits one of the free throws, does Anna Fletcher, a takeaway by Dingler at 17-17. Hallie Buford had a block shot. Thomas says, I need to keep it under control here courtside, so I won't get too excited. But a foul called should have been a clean play.
I always say the refs get out from under the basket down there every time they make a bad one at him.
Yeah, Hallie Buford with a left-handed rejection out of bounds, Daniel. But Moore County's going to the line. They break the tie. It's 18-17 now, Raiderettes.
I thought they called the foul on Buford. I may have missed that.
They
sure
it
was
too.
One. I thought that would have been two.
Well, I don't know who else they called it on.
Both of the free throws good. By Moore County. Gives them a two-point lead, 19-17. 6:05 mark, second quarter. Walden kicking to Hayes. Hayes can't hang on. Moore County comes away with it. Clay County fortunate in a way to only be down by two at this point. Graham with it left side. Kicks in the corner. Clay County calls for the travel against Cezano. The whistles don't blow on that, though. Whistles do blow after Moore County scores another bucket, and Coach Walker takes a timeout. 5:48 mark of the second. Raiderettes take a 4-point lead, 21-17.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again.
That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know?
Welcome back to the Girls Class A State Semifinals, where Clay County's down by 4, 21-17. Moore County leads the Lady Dogs. A little under 6 minutes left here in the first half, Daniel.
On the court for Clay County, we've got Buford, Hayes, Walden, Eads, and Wicks. Wicks with it, left wing, back across to Buford. She fires a three, going to be blocked by Graham. Picked up by a teammate and passed back ahead to Graham. Graham in the front court. A two-on-one, this is off to Dingler. Dingler scores. Moore County takes their biggest lead of the contest. 6 points, the difference, 23-17. Clay County needing a bucket here and just need to stay calm. Extremely early in this game, 5:10 mark of the second. Bella Ashok on the bench with three personals. That's a big storyline early for Clay County. He's going to fire three, top of the key. In there. Big shot by the sophomore. Coach Sims, as the seasons went on, she's played bigger and bigger.
She has. Big shots.
Back to a single possession contest. 4:50 mark of the second. Moore County with the ball. Clay County trying to build on this momentum after each three-pointer. Raiderettes with it. Baseline drive by Dingler. Kicks out top to Graham. Graham going to be defended by Eads, and she backs up. Head coach Chad Spencer sends in the play for his squad as they try to hang on to this three-point lead. Walden comes up with a stick. Rebecca Walden across the timeline. One-on-one to the hoop against Fletcher. Has the shot blocked.
Call a foul on them.
No, not a single foul in the contest to this point has been called against Moore County. Clay County had five in the first quarter, three so far in the second, so the foul count in the first half, 8-9. Moore County seemingly, Thomas, can do no wrong.
Yeah, at this point, you're right. Clay County running the half-court trap created the last turnover, but they can't get one here.
Katie Fletcher adds a bucket from right block, puts Moore County back in front by five, 25-20. 3:55 mark, second quarter. Here in this Blue Cross Basketball Championship Class A state quarterfinal.
Let's see Moore County standing. This is on look, guys, with Hallie Buford kind of getting some distance for an outside shot.
Buford, corner three, no good. Rebound Wicks. Nice job by the junior keeping it alive. Eads now with it, top of the key. Kicks back to Wicks at left wing, cross court to Buford, defended by Graham.
This is where you miss Bella Ashlock at the free throw with a high-low look.
Oh,
but not when Hallie Buford shooting it like that.
Big shot.
25-23. 3:10 mark of the second.
Oh, we get that.
Play down by two. Katie Fletcher scores again from right block. Fletcher having a good first half for Moore County. She's up to 10 points in the half. Actually, 12 now with that bucket. 27-23, Clay trailing by four. Moore County is led by as much as six. Entry pass to Walden, never got to her. Just too soft of a pass. If you're going to send that thing down there, you got to have some heat behind it.
Yeah, this wasn't there. Good close off by the Moore County post underneath.
Graham with it, left wing, defended by Buford. 2.5 minutes left in the second. Clay trailing by four. Dingler out top, works against Wicks. Now back to a teammate in the corner, three-pointer no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Moore County.
Well, at least we've got another ref under the goal down there. That one ain't calling everything against us.
Sophomore Baylor Walden checking out. Freshman Natalie Smith checking in for the first time. Joining her on the court, we have Wicks, Hayes, Eads, and Buford. 2:13 left in the second. Clay trailing by four. Wicks with it. Right side baseline. Back out top to Eads. Ella going to back up. Check out the defense. Moore County continuing this zone look. Another turnover. Clay County has thrown this thing away. I'll probably exaggerate the number. Five, six times.
The way
he has thrown it away. Thomas might look up stats for us. Moore County back with it. Minute 45 left in the second. Now they turn it over.
Good play.
Wicks doing a good job there on Dingler. Twelve turnovers, according to the TWSAA.
That sounds about right.
Four Clay County in this one, and only five for Moore County. So that's a big storyline. The other one we mentioned a couple times, Bella Ashok on the bench, even though she has 8 points, with three personal fouls. Clay County with it here. Lacey Wiggs going to be called.
Well, that guy made a call for us.
First foul of the game against Moore County.
Yeah, first foul.
Coach Sampson, your 24-year career, only 8 meetings with Moore County, most of them coming early in your career. A 3-5 record the last two times you met them. The state semis in 92 and 98.
Yeah, we beat them once. They beat us once.
So Moore County overall does not have as much statewide success as the Lady Dogs do, but certainly a program with a strong tradition.
Oh, they do. Yeah, they do it about every year.
1 minute left in this second quarter. Moore County with an empty possession. Buford, the rebound. Pass ahead to Wicks. Wicks, right side, shot up.
Good foul.
Lacey foul by Graham. Lacey Wicks, her first points of the contest. Couldn't come at a better time and in a bigger moment. 56.7 seconds left in the first half. Wicks going to the line to try to complete a three-point play. Currently, Clay County down by two. Thomas, she could draw him within one.
Yeah, just a great outlet pass. Wicks getting back, Coach, running the floor.
Yeah.
Has a chance to make a big three-point play for the Lady Dogs.
Make his spouse up, and she does.
Knocked it down. Lacey Wicks on the season has had her struggles from the free throw line, only a 43% shooter, but she's 100% from there today.
She's really improved lately. You know, she's been hitting pretty good the last two or three weeks.
Makes it a 27-26 ball game, Daniels. It ticks under 1 minute here. You know, Clay County is right back in it.
Moore with the ball in the lead. Nice defensive trap. Kendall Matthews comes in, nearly comes away with a steal there as she plays in the last minute of this second quarter. Moore County back in possession on the floor. Joining Matthews are Wicks, Hayes, Eads, and Smith. Moore County looking for the last shot. They're going to fire with 25 seconds left. Misfiring. Natalie Smith, the rebound. Clay County now with a chance to take a lead here. 20 seconds left in this second quarter.
I'd try to take the last one if I could.
Now,
they're not pressuring, so we should be able to.
No Hallie Buford, no Bella Ashlock for this final offensive possession of the second half. You have to think it's got to go through the senior Madison Hayes.
Inside the Hayes. Shot good. Madison Hayes comes up with a huge bucket. First half's going to end. Clay County taking a one-point lead.
Well, that's big.
28-27 in the break. The only thing that could have been better is if that would have been the fourth and final quarter. Folks, we appreciate you tuning in. Audio only today, as you know from watching, but we appreciate all our sponsors, including Macon Salina. They are the presenting sponsor today. We're going to kick to the Pauper Grove Buddy Shop halftime show. Clay County leading it by one, 28-27 at the break.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like.
and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night: high school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network. This broadcast being presented by Bank of Salina. We're at the break here in Murfreesboro of the girls Class A state quarterfinals, where Clay County leads Moore County 28-27. They're up by one here at intermission. And it's time for the first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Been a tight one so far, as Clay County and Moore County battled to a 15-15 tie at the end of the first quarter. The largest lead for either team was two in the opening stanza. And then in the second, Clay County was up by one before Moore County ripped off a 7-0 run to build their largest lead, actually the largest lead of the game. They went up by six, 27-17, before Ella Eads of Clay County answered with a big three to cut it to three. Buford answered a Moore County two with a three to cut it to two. And then Clay County ripped off the final five of the first half, a Lacey Wicks and one, and a Madison Hayes bucket before the buzzer to put them up by one, 28-27 here at the break. For Moore County, Katie Fletcher leading all scorers with 12 points for the Raiderettes. Ellie Graham has seven, and Madison Dingler has eight. So only three players on the board for Moore County here at halftime. Clay County's being led by Hallie Buford and Bella Ashlock, both with 8 points apiece here in the first half. Madison Hayes has four. Ella Eads, the big three I referenced, and Lacey Wicks, the and one, for 3 points here at halftime. Baylor Walden off the bench with another big bucket for two for the Lady Dogs. Again, Clay County leads Moore County 28-27. They're up by one here in Murfreesboro in the Class A Girls State Quarterfinals. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here from Murfreesboro on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Welcome back here to the Murphy Center and the Blue Cross Basketball Championships. Elite Eight action, Class A state quarterfinal. Clay County leading here at the break, 28-27 over Moore County. Time now for the Subway Tribute Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. In 12 previous state quarterfinal games, there have been 7 Lady Dogs who have had performances of 20 points or more. I had to pause for a second. I did not think I had something red right. Let's start again. In 12 previous state quarterfinal games, there have been only 7 Lady Dogs who have ever had a 20-plus point performance. Here are the games in which those have occurred. 1994 against Hancock County. 1997 against Hancock County. 1998 against Oneida. 2001 against Halls. 2012 against Cloudland. And 2021 against Peabody. Those are the games where a Lady Dog has scored 20-plus points in a state quarterfinal. Name 3 of those 7 ladies. I wanted to do 4. Thomas thought that's too hard. I agree. We'll go 3. Name 3 of the ladies who have scored 20 or more in a state quarterfinal. The games that their performances occurred were 1994 against Hancock County, 97 against Hancock, 98 against Oneida, 01 against Halls, 2012 against Cloudland, and 2021 against Peabody. If you'd like to take a guess at that, send in a response. And we have a couple of guesses coming in on the hotline. Sydney Birdwell, Tia Adams, and Amanda Kendall being guessed. One of those is correct. Also being guessed, we have Melissa Wyatt guessing. Nicole Davis, Amanda Kendall, and Michelle Chambers, one of those is correct. We'll stay on air during the first time out and try to get caught up on that trivia challenge. Responses on the hotline. Switch into the floor here. Moore County turning it over.
Good.
To start. Clay County going to be shooting at the hoop to our left during this second half of play. Moore County shooting at the hoop to our right during these third and fourth quarters. Clay County, their first offensive possession. Bella Ashok back on the floor. Works ahead to Ella Eads. Ella Eads with the top of the key. The sophomore point guard, as we mentioned a couple times, been dealing with flu this week. Good to see her out here. Original five starters back on the floor for Coach Walker opening up this third quarter.
Yeah, Moore County opening up with a zone look again. Almost a 3-2, isn't it, Coach?
Well, it kind of looks like it now, but it's 2-3 is what they're showing on film all the time. They just got the middle girl way up there in front of Bella to make it look like a 3-2.
Yeah, and Clay County being real patient back and forth between Ella Eads and Hallie Buford out top here.
Yeah,
I think that's what we need to see. You know, patience. Get a good shot, Daniel.
Yeah.
Ashok with it. Back to Buford. Clay County being patient like you guys are talking about. Eads going to drive, turns it back. 6:55 mark, third quarter, 28-27 the score. Clay County in no hurry because they do have a one-point lead.
Yeah, and you see Coach Walker say that to his girls. Let's be patient. Let's draw them out of this zone if we can. As Hallie Buford drives the lane and gets tied up, Daniel.
Graham getting her hands on a jump ball call. Possession arrow in favor of the Lady Dogs. So inbounding now from the baseline will be Ella E. 6:43 left in this third quarter. 28-27 the score. Clay County a one-point lead. They look to extend on it. Eads having trouble getting it in. Now does so to Hayes. Hayes back out of Buford. Buford 2-4 on the night from behind the arc. I'd love to see her pull the trigger on another one. But Clay County continuing to be patient, to be smart, and I think that's just what the doctor ordered here. Buford going to fire the three. No good. Nearly went in. Had
yeah,
a good look
a good
at
look. She needs to shoot that every time, though, when she gets a look.
Rebounded by Moore County. Now the Raiders with their second possession of this third quarter. Ashlock playing some tough defense. Thomas, you're motioning forward to ease up there. Bella playing with three personals. Don't want her to get that fourth.
Yeah, just got to play smart here. You know, I'd rather give up a bucket as to lose Bella Ashlock off
yeah.
the court.
Moore County now being patient themselves. A three-pointer being taken. A layup weighing in and out. No good. That one being fired by number 24, Anna Harder. Clay County coming down with the rebound.
Yeah, great job by Ella Eads. Getting in there amongst the trees, Daniel, and putting a body on somebody to gather that rebound. Same look from the Raiderettes on the defensive end as Ella Eads dribbles up to this three across the top zone, Daniel.
Three-pointers, a big difference in the first half as Ashlock drives baseline shot, no good. Clay County went 3 of 6 from behind the arc in the first half. Moore County only 1 of 9 from distance in the first half. Hopefully those trends will continue. Neither team to make from distance here in the third quarter. 5:15 mark of the third. Moore County with it. Graham shuffles the feet, goes to the hoop, shot up and good, and a foul being called. Buford, I believe, going to be called for the personal.
Yeah, great job by Graham right there with the pump fake and the drive, Coach. Again, I don't know that we need to close out that hard on these shooters. They're 1 for 9 from behind the arc in the first half.
Yeah, I agree.
Moore County misfiring on the free throw.
Well, they stood there and give them to.
For the three-point play and a rebound and put back by the Raiderettes puts them up 31-28. Worst-case scenario there for Clay County.
Well, we did that in the game other night. You know, the ball rolled right on the floor and forgot who was playing.
Eads with it, top of the key. Works across the wicks at left wing. Lacey cross court to Hallie. Pass never got there. Graham uses her length to get in the pass and they come away with a steal. She has it stripped away. Goes off bounds off of Clay County. We've had a ton of responses come in on the hotline, simply have not been able to check them. We will do so during timeout. And a timeout now taken. We're going to go to a break here. I'm going to look through the hotline responses, see if we have a winner.
Signs. Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Murfreesboro. You're listening to the Horizon Sports Network broadcast, audio only being presented by Bank of Salina. We can't thank them enough for sponsoring this broadcast. Clay County trails 31-28 here, 4:37 left in the third quarter as Moore County scores the first four of the second half to go up by three, 31-28, Daniel. What you got on the hotline
We've got a ton of responses, and believe it or not, none of them correct yet. Nobody coming in with the right trio of answers on that trivia. So we're going to get back to this action. Maybe just a little too much of an answer there. May end up having to take a backwater on it. 4.5 minute mark of this third quarter. Moore County with possession of the ball. They work to the hoop off to our right, 31-28. The Raiderettes a three-point lead. Coach Sims halfway through this third, and Moore County looking good so far.
Yeah, we didn't come out very good.
Three-pointer, Dingler in
there. Oh, man.
Moore County matching their biggest lead of the night, I believe, with six now, 34-28. And the faithful who've made the one-hour trip northward from Lynchburg, loving what they're seeing. 4 minute mark of the third. Clay County only trailing by six, though. 34-28 the score. Ella Eads out top, works to Wicks left side. Wicks at the corner, cross court to Eads. Back to Lacey. Down low to Hayes. Hayes going to have the baseline drive. Tries to work to Ashlock, taken away by Graham. Yet another turnover. Clay County with 14 turnovers in this contest. Dingler, three-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebound, Maddie Hayes, knocked away from Hayes. And Clay County going to take possession here. 14 turnovers for Clay County, only six for Moore County. That's a big difference here.
Yeah, real big difference.
Yeah, the Raiderettes capitalizing on them. The first 7 points of the second half scored by Moore County. Clay County still scoreless. 3:30 left here. In the third, they trail 34-28, Daniel.
We've got a correct answer on the hotline. Is Dingler's called for a foul?
Like the call foul on them.
Yeah, that was
Amber Strong coming in with the correct trio of Nicole Davis, Holly Wright, and Sydney Roach. Of course, Roach doing it in 12, Davis doing it in 97, and Holly Wright doing it in 01. Talking about scoring 20-plus in a contest, so congratulations to Amber. We'll get back to that in a minute. Right now, Clay County on the inbound and another, the 15th turnover. So the seven performances historically, 94, Melissa Denton had 20. 97, Nicole Davis, 23. 98, Tara Ashlock with 28. In 01, Holly Ryan had 21. In 2012, Sydney Roach had 29. And then in 2021, Katie Arms with 27, Bradley Burchett with 24. So that's all seven, 20-plus point nights. In a state quarterfinal for Clay County. So congratulations to Amber. She will be receiving a free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artist is ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Moore County still leading by six. Thomas 34-28. Clay County with the ball. 2:45 left in the third.
Yeah, good defense by Hallie Buford to create an opportunity for the Lady Dogs. Again, facing this zone look from Moore County as they kind of trap out of it at out top this time, Daniel.
Wiggs with it left side, kicks back to Buford. Hallie thought about a three, kicks to Walden. Now Baylor going to take a shot, fake fire the three, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Moore County. So on the floor right now, we see freshman Natalie Smith. She's joined by seniors Bella Ashlock and Hallie Buford. Rounding out of the lineup, junior Lacey Wiggs and sophomore Baylor Walden. So Hayes getting her first break of the night here.
Big possession for the Lady Dogs. Down by six. Need a bucket, Daniel, to stop this Moore County momentum.
Buford with it all the way into the paint. Shot up. No good. Foul called, though. Hallie going to the line to shoot two. On the season, Buford, an excellent free throw shooter. 80%. Has hit 132 of 165. I believe this will be the first free throws of the night for Hallie. First attempts. Is that right?
That's correct, Daniel. And it could be the first points of the second half for Clay County. As it is, 2:23 left here in the third.
That's
how did Buford touch it to a five-point game?
Shot.
Wow.
We shot one the first half. Lacey hit that one on that three-point play.
Of course, there was only one foul called against the Raiderettes in the first half. They have two to their credit here in the third quarter. Clay County, one team foul in this third quarter. 2:20 left after Buford hits them both. 4 points the difference. Clay County in good shape. Ashlock comes up with a steal. Bella Ashlock going to work off to the left. Shot up off the glass. Good! And she draws a foul. Bella Ashlock had to sit during the second quarter with three personal fouls. Well, here during the third, she's making her presence known.
That was a big shot and a tough shot.
And wasn't this a shot, guys?
She had three girls in front of her.
Wasn't just a shot, Coach Sims. Same thing she did in the substate game.
Yeah.
Picked the pocket of a Raiderette, took it coast to coast, finished it, and put the free throw in too, Daniel.
3-point play good by Ashlock. Makes this a 1-point game. Moore County 34, Clay County 33. 2:05 left in the third here in the Class A state quarterfinal. Right here in the Murphy Center at the Blue Cross Basketball Championship, Moore County. Dingler shot from right side, good. Too easy.
Almost had a steal.
Ashlock with it. Works against the Raiderettes in the backcourt. Foul's going to be called. Foul's going to be credited to number 15, Emma Sazanoff. Ashlock to inbound just a few feet off to our left here on the sideline. Only the second time in 7 years we broadcast from courtside, the other time coming up at Monterey when we did it one time. Never done it here, though, in the Murphy Center, though, Thomas.
No, we haven't, and what a great vantage point we have right here at center court in the Murphy Center.
Buford with it on the inbound, back to Ashlock. Minute and a half left in the third. Bella, free throw range jumper, little short. Rebound, Moore County. Raiderettes with a 3-point lead, 36-33. Walden and Ashlock trapping Dingler. Timeout going to be taken. We'll take it with them. Minute 19 left in the third. Moore County up by 3, 36-33.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live at the Murphy Center. Moore County on the inbound. A foul immediately called. I believe Lacey Wiggs called for her second personal. I think for the most part, Clay County's done a decent job adjusting to the officiating. That's always an adjustment we have to make down here.
Yeah.
Moore County on the inbound. Raiderettes with it. Minute 15 left in the third. Graham with it inside. Drives the left side of the lane. Kicks it back out on top to Harder. Harder swings it around to her sister. The Harders give to Dingler now. Dingler against Wiggs. Wiggs all over. Good defense as usual. Now a trap. Smith and Wiggs going to trap Fletcher with it. She passes out to Dingler. Dingler going to drive baseline working against Hayes. Three-pointer left wing by Fletcher. Short. Rebound Natalie Smith. Thomas, you actually called to back off the Raiderettes. Let them shoot the three ball a little bit. And now they take it back away. Clay County not getting to try to score. Natalie Smith going to block the shot.
Good block.
Of Dingler out of bounds. So 39.4 left in the third. Clay County trailing by three here, guys.
Yeah, Natalie Smith playing big minutes as a freshman here.
Yeah.
On the biggest stage, guys. Good block by her.
She's quick as a cat. She can guard.
Becker Walden comes up with a steal one-on-one. Walden against Graham. Drives the right side. Draws a contact. And makes the shot. Becker Walden with 27.6 seconds left here in the third quarter. Comes down.
Man.
Draws Clay County within one and goes to the free throw line to try to tie it up with a three-point play.
Yeah, this is a great trap up here in the corner. Walden anticipating Coach Seals. Broke on the ball.
Got to read
finished.
It, you know.
Shots away, too strong up the back of the iron.
Hey, we got
rebound by Walden. Clay County with a second opportunity. 20 seconds left here in this third quarter. Hallie Buford with it near the timeline. 36-35, Moore County up by one. Clay County going to turn it over. Buford trying to pass out of a trap to get to Hayes. And pass may have been deflected. I don't know, just didn't have anything on it. Should have been caught, but was not. 10 seconds left here as Moore County inbounds. Dingler across the line, leaning against Wicks. 5 seconds on the clock. Moore County trying to get off a shot. 1 second left. No shot before the buzzer. Into the third here in the Blue Cross Basketball Championships Class A State Quarterfinal. It's Moore County 36, Clay County 35.
with Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Murfreesboro for the girls Class A quarterfinals, where Clay County trails Moore County by one. It's 36-35 in favor of the Raiderettes over the Lady Dogs. This broadcast being presented by Bank of Salina and Citizens Bank. And here's your Lady Dogs scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, they're being led by Bella Ashlock with 11. Hallie Buford's also into double figures with 10. Madison Hayes has 4. Ella Eats 3. Lacey Wicks 2. And Baylor Walden, 4 points for Clay County. 3 on the board for Moore County. Katie Fletcher has 12. Ellie Graham 11. And Madison Dingler has 13 for the Raiderettes. That third quarter, low scoring. Moore County outscores Clay County 9-7. But Clay County rallies late to cut it to 1 point. This Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store. 1 quarter to finish it, Daniel.
7:53 left in this contest. Moore County inbounding from the sideline across the way from us. Fletcher with it in the corner, dribbles out, kicks cross court to Savino. Now to Harder. Back to Savino. She's defended by Wicks. Moore County under a lot of Clay County pressure right now. Graham to the hoop, gets the bucket. Little backdoor play.
Yeah. Good look right there from Moore County to find the open cutter, Daniel.
38-35, Moore County up by 3. Ashok ahead to Wicks. Wicks out to Buford. Buford back to Bella. Clay County going to reset. Buford right side. Shot fake. Picks up the dribble. Gives to Ella Eads. Eads now with it. 7:15 mark.
Moore County going with a little more of a man look here as they guard Hallie Buford one-on-one.
Eads with a nice move inside. Missed the shot. Loose ball fight for the ball. Wicks comes in with it. Jump ball going to be called. Nice job by Lacey tying up the Moore County player.
Keep possession. That's good. We need a score.
38-35, Moore up by 3. Clay has led in the contest, but primarily the Raiderettes have had the advantage. They've been up by as much as 6, but basically tied throughout, Thomas. Clay County on the inbound. Ashlock going to go to the free throw line to shoot 2.
She's 1-for-1 on the night, guys, as Clay County has only shot 5 free throws in this entire contest.
First one's away and good by Ashlock. Makes it a 2-point game. 38-36, Raiderette advantage. 7:01 left. Second one's away. Also good. 38-37, Clay trailing by 1. Winner of this contest going on to the 12:45 tip on Friday against Greenfield. Moore County across the timeline. Graham with it. Ashlock comes in, nearly takes it away. Moore County maintains possession. Baseline drive by Fletcher, really throws the shoulder into Buford. Hadley going to be called for the foul. Some Nats might have seen an offensive foul call there, but they've been very consistent on that tonight. So, you know, if you're an offensive driver, you can be pretty aggressive to the hoop in this one.
Yeah, you can. You're right. She dipped the shoulder. Great job by Buford on the defense, Daniel. Actually got a piece of that attempt. But you see Fletcher going to the line. She got the call.
Hits the first free throw. Second one away, also good. 40-37, 6:45 left, Coach Sam.
Yeah, they're coming back with their press now.
Buford with it, crosses the timeline in a trap, picks it up. Kicks to Wicks. Lacey drives. Oh. Inside the Hayes. Hayes shot good.
Yeah.
Right off the glass. Moore County leaving the senior Madison Hayes open on that one. Dingler across the timeline gives to Graham. A foul call. One of the Most curious calls. What was it, Coach Singh?
I said, well, it kind of touched her on the arm a little.
Well, she might have touched.
That's about it.
That would be about it. You're right.
Ref's kind of smiling when he made it, like, well, I'm going to call this anyway, you know.
I think one of those deals, even the official kind of wanted to take it back, but just couldn't do it once that whistle was blown.
Yeah, a turnover.
Yeah, it was, and I thought maybe Bella touched it last, but certainly not the call.
I think she Bella touched it, then they touched it. Hopefully,
yeah.
That's what they called. I don't know if they did or not.
Here we go, guys. Clay County training by one, 40-39, 6:15 in taking fourth quarter. Buford going to pass to Ashok. Bella going to get up to the timeline, crosses it, kicks it back to Hattie. Hattie to Natalie Smith in the corner. Smith, the freshman, going to have an open look at a long two. No good. Rebound, Moore County. A good look by Smith. Her first shot attempt, I think, of the contest.
Yeah, wide open. She had to take
one. She hit some big shots for us.
Absolutely.
That's all right.
Good ball movement by Moore County. Graham in the paint. Her shot good. Raider Edge back in front by three. 42-39. 5:35 mark here of the fourth. Murphy Center starting to get pretty loud.
Oh.
Clay County and Moore County both with good groups here. Another turnover. Dingler takes it away from Clay County. Her shot good. Moore County back out to a five-point lead. Coach Walker takes a full timeout. 5:25 left in the contest. Moore County with the momentum. They lead 44-39.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the girls' Class A state quarterfinals. Clay County trails by five. It's 44-39 in favor of Moore County. A little over 5 minutes left in this one, Daniel.
Buford under a lot of pressure gets it to Hayes. Hayes right across the timeline to Wicks. Now back to Hattie at right wing.
Well, we got lucky there.
Yes, we did. Nearly an over and back. Nearly a turnover. Clay County with 18 turnovers in this contest.
Got the count going on Buford.
Buford creates space, gets to Hayes. Hayes with it, long two-pointer, a good look
in
there.
Good shot.
Maddie Hayes, a long two. Another half-foot back, and it would have been good for three. Makes it a single-possession game, 44-41. Graham with it, passes it to 7-0. Moore County with another easy bucket. Emma Sazano puts the Raider Reds back in front by five, 46-41. Clay County now with it. Shot fake by Eads from the corner. She's going to dribble out top. The sophomore point guard gets instruction from eighth-year veteran head coach Matt Walker. The girls start to execute. Buford drives the left side to the hoop. Layup good. 46-43.
Well, we're going to press. We can't give up wide open layups.
Katie Fletcher across the timeline gets it safely to a teammate. Dingler now out top. Back to Fletcher at the free throw line. Baseline pass, a turnover.
Well,
by Moore County, unforced error. Clay County's opportunity here, Coach.
I thought she had a wide open layup.
Halfway through this fourth quarter, 4 minutes remaining. Clay trailing by three, 46-43.
Yeah, Clay County's just got to get it up the court safely, get into their half court set. We saw what happened when we can get there. Hallie Buford with the ball screen at the top, driving the paint. Probably going to see that again on this possession as Moore County goes pretty much man-to-man here. They're sagging in, though, Daniel.
Thank you, Will.
Hayes with it out top, gives Eads in the corner. Shot faking a drive, backs up, gives to Hattie. 3:35 mark of this fourth quarter.
They're playing a diamond and one or something. They're chasing Hattie, and everybody else is playing zone.
3:25 mark. Buford, right wing. Got the count going on her from 7-0. loses the ball, regathers inside, tied up. Wicks comes up with a loose ball after it was stripped by Buford. Nice job by Lacey, maintaining this Clay County possession. 3:10 mark of the fourth, 46-43. Moore County up by three.
Yeah, this defense of Moore County is giving Clay County fits in the half court, Daniel. But again, I think they've got to run it through Hallie Buford and Bella Ashlock.
Ashlock running floater, no good. Rebound Hayes. Hayes with it. Has it knocked away by Katie Fletcher. But they say it touched Hayes' last somehow. Moore County taking back over.
She had a foot back right there. She just controlled the ball.
2:50 mark of the fourth. Harder with it. Passes ahead to Sazano. Back to Dingler. Now swung to Fletcher at right side. Three different Raider Reds in double figures. Dingler with 15. Graham with 13. Fletcher with 14. Been a three-headed monster offensively for them.
And you see Moore County's going to be real deliberate here, guys. Try to get a layup or nothing. And take. Well, I said that, and they fire three.
Harder's three-pointer, no good. Buford's going to let it go out of bounds. Clay County taking back over.
Well, he's still got
you
a chance.
You have to think the Moore County coach didn't like that shot selection, Daniel, as they give Clay County possession. 2:15 to go. Lady Dogs down by three. It's 46-43. Ball in Hallie Buford's hands.
Yeah, and a Harder scoreless in this game and firing that corner three. Just doing Clay County a favor there. Ashok with it. Gives the Eads. She fires a corner three.
Yeah!
Knocks it down. Ella Eads with another three-pointer in this one. She's missed school with flu this week. She's present in the Murphy Center now, though. 46-46. Minute 50 left in this contest. Singler drives inside. Ball kicked by Ashok.
Guys, we've said it all season
long.
Man,
what a shot.
When you need a big shot, the sophomore gives
He's
it to you.
Up.
The confidence to pull the trigger in that situation, Daniel, and tie this ball game at 46.
Dingler inbounds. Minute 45 left. Tie ball game.
Some help.
Class A State quarterfinal. Graham shot no good.
Back.
Rebound Sazano for the Raiderettes. Yeah. Dingler now drives. Kicks outside to Graham. Minute 30 left.
Oh,
try ball.
Oh, yeah.
Graham called for the foul. The travel. Clay County taking back over Coach Sims. Force the Raiderettes to foul or get a layup. Is that the game plan here, you think?
Just run the offense. Take best good shots you get, you know.
Minute 30 left, 46-46.
Seniors, Bella Ashlock and Hallie Buford. Put it in their hands at the top of the key, Daniel. Let them be real deliberate. Milk this clock down.
Buford across the timeline, top of the key. Going to drive. Shots up.
No
good. Drives the foul, though.
Thought it was going to go.
Graham called for the foul. She can't believe it was her. But they're going to give it to her anyway. No seniors, as we said, on this Moore County team. All juniors, rounded out by a couple sophomores, a lot of eighth graders. Buford at the line. Free throws away and good.
Yes.
Clay County back in front for the first time in a long time. Minute 14 left here in this fourth quarter. Full timeout being taken. Clay up by one. Hallie Buford with another free throw coming when we come back. We'll play one, come back, and not miss anything.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Murfreesboro. It's the Horizon Sports Network at the Class A Girls State Semifinal, or Quarterfinals, Daniel. Clay County up by one. 47-46, minute 14 to play here in the ballgame. Hallie Buford at the line to make it a two-point game with a make.
Another one coming. Coach, you've sung her praises all year. Here Buford is at the line trying to make this thing a two-point play.
Yeah.
Has it been big late in this fourth quarter?
Yes, she has. I just hope she can put one more in.
13 points for Buford on the game. Ashok with 13. Now Buford with 14. As she hits the free throw, puts Clay County up by two. 48-46, minute 10 left here. Winner going on to Friday semifinal against Renfield. The loser season is going to be done. Moore County with it. 1 minute left in regulation. Dingler, she drives the baseline. Kicks across to Harder. Cross court to 7-0. Now back to Dingler.
They don't want to shoot it out the floor. They want to take it to the hole.
45 seconds on the clock. Baseline pass to Graham. Shot's good. Okay. We're tied up. 48-48. 40 seconds and ticking. Buford with the ball. Going to come up and go across the timeline. 35 seconds left.
Now I might think about taking the last one now.
Yeah. Tied up, 48-48. We've got only two team fouls against Moore County here. So they can play physical. 20 seconds on the clock. Ashok with it. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. We'll stay on our 30-second timeout taken. 17.4 seconds left on the clock. Tied up at 48. Clay County will inbound right in front of us on the sideline, Coach Sims. What would you call for here?
You don't want to shoot it too quick. You know, we run it down to 17. You know, you want to shoot probably about 5-6 seconds to go. Time to maybe get a rebound if you miss. And hopefully they don't get a shot at it if we do miss. But, I'd try to get something going to the hole if I could. You know, I'd get the ball in Hallie's hands. There's about 10 seconds and set her a screen or two. And
get downhill, maybe get to the free throw line, worst case.
You have to think Moore County, if Hallie Buford catches out top, they're going to send two at her, coach.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
they're going to make somebody else beat them. That's where Bella Ashlock comes in on the outside, too.
17.4 seconds left in this Class A state quarterfinal. 48-48. Lacey Wicks to inbound. Works it into Eads in the backcourt. Clock starts, 15 seconds. Eads with it. Gives to Buford. Down to 10 seconds. 48-48 the score. Down to 8 seconds.
Going to play it man up.
Here we go. Screen by Ashlock. 5 seconds. Beeper to the hole. Shot up.
Get in there.
No good. 1 second. More change. Rebound. Buzzer sounds. 32 minutes.
We got a good look.
Just not enough to settle things here in the Class A state quarterfinal. They're going to put 4 minutes on the clock, and we're going to overtime between Clay County and Moore County. 48-48. At the end of regulation, we're going to go to break. Come right back.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to the Class A Girls State Quarterfinals. We're headed to overtime, Daniel, at 48-48 between Clay County and Moore County. This broadcast being presented by Bank of Solana and Citizens Bank of Lafayette. We can't thank them enough, as Clay County controls the tip.
Neither of these squads have anybody really in foul trouble. Moore County, Graham has four. Nobody for Clay County with more than three, so that shouldn't be a factor. Now this final, 3:45. Buford, long two-pointer to start the 4-point quarter. No good. Rebound Wicks gives to Hayes. Hayes shot good. Clay County in front, 50-48. Lacey Wicks has been big tonight in the Murphy Center. Has come up, created a lot of second-chance opportunities with some rebounds.
Yeah, just making the plays you need on this team, Daniel. Deflection, steals. We've talked about her all season. As Katie Fletcher buries a three from the top of the circle, Daniel.
3:10 left in overtime. 51-50. Moore up by one. Buford going to drive to the hole. Shot off the glass. No good. Graham comes up with a partial deflection and the rebound. Moore County with a chance to build on this one-point lead. 2:55, and it'll go quickly here. Sazanov, left wing, gives to Fletcher. She works against Hayes, kicks to Dingler. Dingler back to Sazanov, cross court now to Harder. Harder gives off to Graham. 2:40 mark of the overtime. A travel by Fletcher, no whistles blow. Moore County maintains possession. She fell to the floor with it.
Yeah, great job by Madison Hayes on the post defense.
Fletcher, left wing, works against Hayes, spins. Hayes at the elbow denies her access. Now Dingler, baseline drive, defended by Wicks. Dingler pulls up, gets to Sasson over in the corner. Back to Fletcher, a three-pointer. Good. And that is no good for Clay County. 4 points the lead now for Moore. 2:05 left. And it's been the outside shooting of Katie Fletcher, who has two overtime three-pointers here. Three-pointer by Buford, no good. Rebound Raiderettes. Foul by Madison Hayes.
Yeah, just huge shots from Fletcher, Daniel. She leads all scorers with 20 in this ballgame after making the back-to-back threes for Moore County. And they've got a chance to extend it here. We're under 2 minutes. Moore County leads 54-50.
Clay County going to have to step it up here. Minute 56 left in overtime. Raiderettes up by four. Here's the trap in the backcourt. Ease going to knock it loose from Dingler. They're going to have trouble getting it through. She's under a lot of pressure. Beats the 10 count, though. Gets over to Sazanov. Sazanov at left block. She's called. I thought a travel, but a timeout taken. Okay. Timeout taken. We'll take it with a minute 44 left here in the first overtime. Moore County 54, Clay County 50.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live from the Murphy Center. Overtime. This broadcast being presented by Bank of Salina. Minute 44 left in this four-minute overtime period. Raiderettes on the inbound. They enjoy a four-point lead, 54-50. Harder with the right wing gives to Fletcher. Fletcher has had two three-pointers made in this four-minute overtime. Lacey Wicks going to be called for the reach-in foul. Only the third team foul against Clay during this fourth, now the fourth team foul. So we're going to have one more to see Moore County to the line.
Yeah, what do you look at, Coach? Two passes and then foul here?
Yeah, I'd probably go a little farther than that. Hope to get a steal, you know. I never was one on fouling too quick.
Graham on the inbound for Moore County. Gives back to Dingler. Dingler defended by Wicks. Minute 25 left in OT. Now Trout, Fletcher with it. She's in trouble. Passes out of Eads. Comes up with a steal. Ella Eads gives off to Buford. Hallie Buford pulls up left side. Steps back. Kicks back to Ella. Swung to Bella now at right side. Minute 10 left. Clay tracking by four. Ashok to the hoop. Misses the shot. Got her on rebound. It's knocked out of bounds by Fletcher from Moore County. So Clay County going to inbound from the baseline off to our left. Officials call timeout. Let Lacey Wicks retire her shoe. Minute 7 left, Coach. Two possession game, though. Clay tracking by four.
Yeah, we need to hopefully get a quick score and then give us time to, you know, try to trap again, get another steal.
And you don't have to have a three here. Turnover on the inbound, Daniel.
Get it back.
Take it back away by Wicks. Wicks to Ashlock. Ashlock cross court to Buford. Three-pointer right side. Going to be short.
Oh.
Rebound Wicks. Power dribble. Put
it in there.
No good. Rebound Fletcher. Clay County with multiple looks here. Cannot get a bucket. Now the Raiderettes come down trying to build on their four-point lead. 45 seconds left in overtime. Raiderettes spilling the brakes and they're going to hold it. Weeks called for the foul. That'll be her second personal. Actually, her third. Anna Harder going to the free throw line to shoot. Harder. Scoreless in the contest.
We had two or three good looks down there.
Yeah, we did. 43.4 seconds left. Clay trailing by four. 54-50. Harder at the line for two. First one's away. No good. Baker Walden checking in. Lacey Wiggs checking out. Another free throw coming for junior Anna Harder. 43.4 left in overtime. Moore County with nobody in the paint for the rebound. Harder hits it. 55-50, a two-possession game. Clay County on the inbound. Going to have to play quickly here. 40 seconds to ticking. Timeout going to be taken by Coach Walker. 30-second variety, so we'll stay on air here. Overtime period of the Class A state quarterfinal. Moore County 55, Clay County 50. Coach, time getting short. 37.2 seconds left.
Yeah, you just got to get it in. First score you can, you know, if it's a two or a three, but we ain't got time to mess around much, you know. We got to have time to score, maybe get a steal, but, you know, you almost got a foul now, you know. You
gotta
get it.
Either get a takeaway on the immediately on the inbound or foul, right?
Foul, yeah.
Yeah.
Hope they miss.
Quick
bucket is the key.
Yeah, I think if we don't score, it ain't going to matter.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You have to think, you know, you see some penetration and a kick out for three, but
yeah.
Pretty much Hallie Buford to Bella Ashlock with the drive right here. I'm sure that's what Coach Walker's setting up.
Yeah, it's got to be within 10 seconds or so for us to have any chance.
Coming out of this timeout, it's going to be Buford, Hayes, Eads, Wicks, and Ashlock. Bella to inbound from across the court at the scores table right beside head coach Matt Walker. 37.2 seconds on this overtime clock. Game down to Wicks. Wicks swings to Hayes. Hayes stands with it, top of the key. 35 seconds in ticket. Gets to Buford. Now down to 30 seconds. Clay County trailing by five. Screen set. Buford drives. Layup. Good. Makes it a three-point game. Clock continues ticking down to 20 seconds. Graham inbounds to Fletcher. Fletcher going to be fouled. Clock stops with 17 seconds even. Maddie Hayes going to be called for the personal, so it's going to be Katie Fletcher. She's had the hot hand during overtime, has 2 3-pointers. Has she attempted any free throws here during the extra period, Thomas?
Yeah, she's 50%. I'm sorry, she's 8. She's made 5 of 8 tonight.
But has missed her last 2, I believe. Misses that one. 17 seconds left here. Clay trailing by 3, 55-52. Needing Fletcher to miss this second free throw and keep it a single possession game. Katie Fletcher releases, hits it. 2-possession game, 56-52. Clay inbounds with 17 seconds left. Going to have to be quick, no time to lose. Ashlock with it. Left wing, top of the key, gives to Buford. Buford with it. Down to 9 seconds. Now Hayes going to fire a long two.
Good. Timeout.
Timeout taken by Coach Walker. 5.5 seconds left on the clock. Now, they count it as a 3 on the scoreboard. Oh.
Behind the white line, Daniel.
Let's stay right here. 5.5 seconds left in overtime. 56-55, so it was Hayes with a 3-pointer.
That was a big shot.
Yes, it was. Didn't even have time to think about it. Just reacted, and Maddie knocks it down, so... We know what we're going to see. Immediate foul.
Yeah, you got to. If you don't get a steal, you got a foul. You know, hopefully
a denial of an inbound pass and
a
turnover with
no
time lost. That'd be a hard thing, though.
Yeah, it will. Yeah.
So where will this inbound take place from?
Baseline.
Back on the baseline to our left with the full court in front of Moore County. They enjoy a 1-point lead here, Thomas. 5.5 seconds left in overtime. Clay County season on the line.
Yeah, I think you might see Bella Ashlock on the inbounds here trying to get a hand, her or Lacey Wicks one, and then you just got to double the first guard up front. jump the pass, immediately foul. Worst case for Clay County is if Moore County gets a leak out here and a long pass, Daniel.
Here we go. On the floor, Wicks, Eads, Ashlock, Walden, and Buford. Moore County to inbound. The clock starts.
There it is.
Good.
7/10 of a second come off.
That's
it goes
much.
From 5.5 to 4.7. Junior L. Graham will go to the line to shoot two. She has 15 points on the night. Don't know what she's done from the free throw line. Even if she hits them both, it's a single possession game. Right now, Moore up by one, 56-55.
She's one of three so far.
First one's away and good. 57-55.
We don't have any timeouts left either.
No, you got to immediately inbound it and get the length of the floor, Coach, for a tying three if she makes.
4.7 on the clock. Shot's good. Timeout taken now by Moore County. We're going to play one ad and come back here. 4.7 seconds left in overtime. Clay trailing by three, 58-55.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Murfreesboro on the Horizon Sports Network for the Class A Girls State Quarterfinals. We're in overtime. Clay County trails by three. It's 58-55. Moore County over the Lady Dogs. 4.7 seconds left. Clay County with possession. They got to go the length of the court, Coach. What's Coach Matt Walker telling his girls right now?
It'd be nice if we could throw it down the half court or so, but I used to deny that. I'd make them throw it in up front and dribble it down. You know, if they can throw up a prayer and hit it, then they just do it, you know. But people got different philosophies than me sometimes. So we're going to run try to do a run out right here, which that'd be good if we can get it.
Bella Ashlock to inbound. Joining her on the floor, Ella Eads, Hallie Buford, Baylor Walden, and Madison Hayes. Official talks to the scorers table. Now they get the green light. Ashlock going to be handed the ball. Clay trailing by three, 58-55. Ashlock works it in, actually across court to Buford. Now Bella going to have it. Four seconds on the shot. Three-pointer at the buzzer, no good. Game's going to end right there in overtime. Moore County going to advance on to Friday's semifinal against Greenfield. Clay County season going to end here in the Class A state quarterfinals. They finished the year with a 22-11 record in overtime. Final score, Moore County 58, Clay County 55. We're going to go to break, come back and do the Farm Bureau postgame show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of Lady Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau Post Game Show, Clay County season ending here tonight at the Murphy Center in overtime. The Moore County final score, Raider Reds 58, Lady Dogs 55, hard-fought game. Just simply did not end the way that the Black Purple and Gold wanted it to. We're going to do the Lady Dog wrap-up now, brought to you by Eagle Panels of Tennessee.
It was a great game between really two really good teams, I thought. It was up-and-down contest. Clay County was, and Moore County tied at 15 at the end of the first quarter. Clay County rallied with the last 5 points of the first half to go up by one, 28-27. And then it was the third quarter where we saw Moore County score the first 7 points of the second half to take their largest lead at 6, Coach. But Clay County responded and answered, cut it to 1, 36-35, headed into the fourth. And we saw it back and forth from there. Moore County tying it up at the end to send it into overtime, 48-48. Clay County taking their first lead right before that at 48-46 of the ball game. They had a one-point lead there at halftime, but other than that, they trailed the majority of the game before Moore County tied it up, and then Moore County, the big threes to start the overtime period, I thought were huge the Raiderettes as they outscored Clay County 10-7 in the extra period to take this three-point win, 58-55.
Yeah, well, she hit those two big ones. Man, that is like putting nails in coffins, you know. I mean, she had shot some. She hit 3 out of 6 for the game, but you know, I didn't know she was that much of a three-point shooter. But you know, that was really big for them, and we were really fighting uphill battle then. And we fought back, you know, and had a chance to tie there at the end, but couldn't get it to go. But you know, it's a, kind of a shame somebody had to lose this game because it was hard fought. You know, both teams played good at times, turned it over some at times. We probably turned it over a little more than we normally do, but you know, it was because of them. You know, they're out here, you know, pressuring like crazy, you know, and full court pressing, and half-court trapping little, aim through some diamond and one or box of one or triangle and two or something there toward the end when Howley started kind of heating up. But, you know, it's been a great year. I don't know if I'd have picked us to make the state tournament at the start of the year or not, knowing what other teams have, but, you know, we won some big games, and you know, this is a gutsy little bunch that we've had. They've played their hearts out every night.
No doubt about it. We'll go down through the scoring here for Moore County. It was Katie Fletcher leading the way with 21 points. She was 3-for-6 from behind the arc, made those two big threes in the overtime period. Overall, Moore County just 4-for-16 from three, Coach.
Yeah, I don't think they're much of a three-point shooting team, but they hit two big ones. There's the difference in the game. You know, we hit quite a few of them with Hallie and some of the other girls. You know, Ella hit some, and Natty hit some, Baylor hit some, but, you know, usually Hallie will hit four or five by herself every game, you know. But as they try and take her away, I don't know how many she hit tonight, a couple, I think, maybe, but she didn't get too many good looks from out there anyway.
Yeah, that's true. But three in high double figures, Daniel, you mentioned it. Fletcher, we just talked about, with 21. Ellie Graham had 17, and Madison Dingler, 15. Anna Harder, 1, and then Emma Sazanov off the bench with 4. But that's hard to beat when you get three players to put up points like that.
Yeah, I get, you know, close to 20 apiece, you know, 15, 17, 21. You know, looking at film, I mean, I didn't look at a lot, but I thought if we scored 50 points, we'd win this game. What was it in the regulation?
In the regulation, it was 48 off.
Well, I probably would have thought 48 would have won it, you know, but it didn't, you know. But they scored a little better than I thought they would, but that's the way it goes sometimes, you know.
Certainly so.
For Clay County, led by Hallie Buford, she finished with 18. Also, two more in double figures. Madison Hayes with 11, Bella Ashlock 13, Lacey Wicks had 3, Ella Eads had 6, and Baylor Walden 4 off the bench. So, you know, pretty good outing.
It
like
was.
You said, for Clay County, 3 in double figures, that's what we want.
Three in double figures, and then the other girls got some points. You know, sometimes they don't even score. Like, I think we'd have beat Pickett if we got anything from those little ones, you know. You know, we get 6, 4, and 4 or 5 more, you know. That's usually what it takes, but it wasn't hard enough today, you know. And I think, like I said, Moore County is probably better than I thought they would be. They just, you know, they're long and they guard good, handle it pretty good. They're just a good, pretty good ball team.
Folks, that's been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermit Springs. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Barley State Bug Homes. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. I'm going to pull one on Thomas here, do something he's never wanted to do. We're going to announce the TDS top performer, and I'm going to call it, and I'm going to say it's the big three. It's Madison Hayes, Bella Ashok, and Hallie Buford, as I'm looking at their whole careers and the whole season. And been three outstanding Lady Dogs. I can't separate them tonight. They all had their huge moments in this. When you take any one of them away, we're not there without them. They all had double figures. Maddie hit a three to the end of the game, overtime to draw us within it. You know, they just did all kinds of good stuff, and I simply can't discern between them. If somebody else wants to, go for it. But all three of them have been such great Lady Dogs this season and through their careers, and they leave a great legacy behind them for this program, in my opinion.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Daniel. You're right. It is we're breaking tradition here, but we've made history by being here on the Horizon Sports Network calling the state tournament game. Let's make a little more and make three people the TDS top performers tonight. And I agree with you. All three were big games, Coach. Three of the best, you know, a really good senior class with these three players, you know, Hayes, Ashlock, and Buford. And Daniel's right. They all bring something different to the game.
Yeah, they're good players. You know, you don't usually get three in one class with the talent they've got. You know, I think Hallie, you know, she may be one of the best we've ever had, you know, the last couple of years. She can do some stuff that I haven't had too many players to do, and I had a bunch of good ones, you know. And Bella's not far behind, and Maddie does, she does a good job inside, you know. She's good players, you know, like I said. they're going to be missed big time.
Well, to me, you know, when we play our best, it was when all three of them were complimenting each other. And, you know, we said to win this contest tonight, we would have to have representation from all three. And, boy, we almost did.
Yeah, I don't know if we've lost a game this year where all three of them played as good as they did tonight. I can't remember it if we did.
Right. Well, we had three TDS top performers tonight. Maddie Hayes, Hallie Buford, and Bella Ashlock. They're brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Well, that wraps up the season. Basketball-wise here on the Horizon Sports Network, we always thank Coach Sims for his participation, and certainly we want to do that again here in a place that he's all too familiar with, a lot of different trips down here. Hopefully more to come in the future sitting right here beside us broadcasting.
Yeah, be good. It's always fun to be on this floor, you know, in March. I'll say that. Not hardly stressful on this side of the gym as it is on the other side, but I remember the last time we came down here, first game, I told Farrah, I said, you better enjoy this. This might be our last. But then we had another, and then we had another. So it worked out all right, you know.
Well, that's the thing, Coach Sims. We talk about this team and what you started back in 1992. 13 teams. You know, you talk about the legacy of these three seniors. You know, there's not a whole lot that's been here in history. So
you
go down
as
a historic team this 2024 squad.
Yeah.
Well, and we failed to mention during the broadcast, there's simply not enough time for everything, but you've got Bella Ashok, Lori Denton, her mom, played on this court in this same game 30 years ago. You got Maddie Hayes, her mom Stephanie Rich, played on this same court in this same game 20 years ago.
Well, she's not a senior, but her mom started the same game in 24.
And that's why we love small town basketball.
Right.
Yeah, and there's a lot of ties, just like you said, Daniel. But Coach Sims, you're the biggest tie for this Lady Dog program. We walked in the door, Daniel and I did, picked up our media passes, and we said Joe Sims was supposed to pick one up this morning. Oh, yeah, Joe was here earlier. Everybody knows Joe Sims when you come to the Murphy Center, Daniel. And
I'm pretty sure the lady at the table used the term legend. She said, oh, he's a legend around here.
Yes, he did.
That's what they said.
At one time, they did know me pretty good. It's been a while, you know, but I remember when we first changed to Clay County, we come rolling in that first year, and they said, yeah, we was wondering who that was. It's you. Said, okay, yeah, we just changed our name. You know, now we're Clay County.
Well, folks, that does wrap up another season of basketball. Thomas has got some big stuff in the works. I think you're going to try to call some spring games coming up in a few weeks, Thomas, maybe.
Yeah, we're working on it now. About 90% sure the Horizon Sports Network is going to do their first spring broadcast. We're talking about doing maybe 10 regular season games and see where it goes from there. Looking forward to that and a lot of other things here with the Del Hollow Horizon and the Horizon Sports Network in the future, guys. And, you know, you said it to start. Who'd have thought 7 years ago it had become what it has here for Bulldog Nation in Clay County, Tennessee. We're sitting here center court at the Murphy Center bringing this coverage to Bulldog Nation. And it wouldn't be possible without a lot of people, including our sponsors. Bank of Salina tonight, the presenting sponsor. We've got so many, I can't name them all right now. You folks know them all. But besides that and Coach Sims, it all comes down to the voice of the Bulldogs here in basketball and football, and that's you, Daniel Strong. Can't thank you enough for taking the time out in your busy schedule and being here to bring it night in, night out on the Horizon Sports Network.
Have fun, and we're gonna bring it one last time tonight, and we're going to be signing off here. Final score, Moore County edging out Clay County in overtime, 58-55. We appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate our sponsors. Appreciate our listeners. For Joe Sims and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.